Radio.
Introduction to the Sacrament of Baptism. An interview with Sister Moira de Bono for the Introduction to the Sacrament series. Sister Moira de Bono is a religious sister of Mercy of Alma, Michigan, with a doctorate in sacred theology. Sister Moira is currently a lecturer at the University of Notre Dame, Australia, specializing in the sacraments. So thank you for joining me today, Sister Moira. Now, we're just in our first part of this series on the sacraments. We're going to be looking at the sacrament of baptism. Now, across each of these, we'll be looking at, I guess, what the sacrament is and some perhaps common questions that come up in relation to it. So what exactly is baptism?
Baptism is the means that we have in the church to be made children of God, to come into the family of God, and to be made part of the church, members of the church. It's also the sacrament that takes away personal sin and obviously original sin as well. And it's really the gateway to all the other sacraments. And obviously personal sin has to do with those receiving baptism as adult.
Okay. So what exactly happens there then? You said that it takes away sin. How does this happen? It seems like, you know, obviously we see baptism in movies and things like that, and it seems like it's just an initiation ceremony in a sense, but you're implying here that there's something much more to it. How does that occur exactly?
For us as Catholics, we recognize that sacramental celebrations, we have to start, I think, generally speaking, are signs that of something that God is doing in a person's life. Not only signs, but they cause this effect to occur. So when we see someone being baptized, and typically this is when there's water poured over someone's head or someone is immersed in water, and the words of baptism are said, that sense of washing, that physical sense of washing, we believe causes a real spiritual washing of a person, a washing away of sin, a dying and a rising to a new life. So when we say someone comes into the family of God, that they have not simply their earthly family, but they're brought into this relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and with all the other members of the church as well.
With the actual sacrament itself, is there anything necessary? You mentioned water and washing. I mean, we have water and washing for all sorts of things. I mean, what is the specific baptismal, I believe the term is formula, or how does that actually happen?
All right. Well, the form, as you're speaking of it, Luke, is the words, I, meaning whoever the minister is, baptize you with the name of the individual, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those are the words that are said as the water is being poured or the person is being immersed in water. But we have to say what's behind that, what is most necessary is faith, whether it be the faith of the church that is manifested in the parents bringing an infant to be baptized and the faith, and so a child being baptized into the faith of the church, or an adult who of their own free will and volition desire to be baptized. And so in that faith that precedes baptism, they are actually given the supernatural virtue of faith as well.
And why exactly is this necessary? I mean, it's the first sacrament usually. You can't have any other sacraments unless you've been baptized. Why is this one necessary to be considered a Christian?
Well, it makes sense in a sense because if we consult your experience in a sense that if we are desirous to receive or be part of a group, to be part of a family situation, somehow we enter that situation. All right, we're initiated. All right, it's different than a club, granted, but whether we're born into a family, here in the gift of baptism, we are taken step by step into this life of God. I say step by step because baptism begins begins an initiation, which then is further progressed through the sacrament of confirmation, and then what we say full initiation when we receive Eucharist.
Okay. Where does the sacrament of baptism come from exactly? Is it something from the very early days of the church, or did it emerge later? Where exactly does it come from?
Oh, well, we see it in the Gospels. All right, we see it already before we would call it a sacramental sacramental baptism. We see the actions of John the Baptist, aptly named, who was sent by God really to begin to prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. And what he'd say is repent, and be baptized. And that particular baptism was basically the person saying, yes, I do desire to change my life. And this is one way of signing it, just like we have any kinds of ceremonies in our normal human life, graduation. I've graduated, all right? My life has commenced now in this new stage. Whether or not you go to the ceremony, you would have finished your classwork, right? So the graduation helps name that moment. So John the Baptist's baptism was such an event. Sacramental baptism, on the other hand, is when Jesus would say, go and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. What he was inviting people to do then is allow God to work in their lives. They come with the desire for baptism, but it's God who is going to act on their life. So there's something supernatural about the sacrament of baptism.
And what are some common questions that you would receive from, I guess, parents or godparents or RCIA candidates or catechumens about the sacrament of baptism that we haven't covered thus far?
Oh, well, there are many, but the first thing that comes to mind, let's say, is that when someone is looking for a godparent, who is a godparent? We often speak about this term godparent. Godparents are individuals who choose that, if they accept that role asked by an individual or by parents, that they will journey with this individual through life, or as is possible, in the spiritual journey of bringing them to teach them about the life of being a Catholic. We say that a godparent must be fully initiated. Usually we say they're about 16 years old. It might be a bit younger if there's such a situation. But someone that has been baptized, confirmed, and made First Communion, which only makes sense because how can you teach someone to be a Catholic unless you are a full Catholic in that sense yourself? A person who is practicing the faith, someone who has not been practicing the faith, it's obviously going to be more difficult. It's like if you're not practicing a sport and then you go to play, you're not going to do a very good job. So one that's practicing the faith, living a good Catholic lifestyle. All right, we're all striving for perfection. We're all striving to live a good life. So it's a privilege, but it's also an obligation to be a godparent. When persons approach baptism as adults, and there's an ever-increasing number of persons that have not been baptized as infants for one reason or another, that in their heritage, Catholicism has been part of the family, and they come for instruction. The instruction is given within a community environment now. We have what's called the rite of Christian initiation for adults. So that persons come together in a parish situation and learn about the faith. They learn not so much facts. That is part of instruction, but it's not the main part. The main part is learning how to live like a Catholic. What are those elements in one's lives that needs to be purified, that is not what we would call living a Christ-like life? And that is really an important element. It's like not having tests or something, but is one able to live the Christian lifestyle? And through that period of instruction, there are all these little ceremonies that help strengthen those individuals As they're blessed and anointed through that time of instruction. And it also to know that they're not doing it alone. There's others in the group, hopefully, that are also progressing in this instruction, but also knowing that the local parish is praying for them. Those parishioners that might be part of the catechetical team, you know, helping the priest, are all showing support for those individuals. That a person is entering this relationship with the Trinity and with the Church, not on their own, but being supported.
Thank you very much for joining me, Sister Moira.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Sister Moira de Bono speaking on the Sacrament of Baptism. For more from the Introduction to the Sacrament series, visit cradio.org.au.